This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It is the way we win, and it's the way you make things happen, is it not? Right? When you sit down with somebody and you're able to push back based on fact, reality, and not what makes you feel good. Right? I mean, seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You got to get it. Got to be part of the solution. You got to get informed so you're not like them. We don't want to be like them. We want to make sure we have the information that we need. And, and hold it forward. Don't be afraid of it. Seriously. Well, rapper killer Mike Clashmit hosted on The View Monday after offering some praise of Georgia Governor Brian Kemp while also explaining he's focused on local elections. Now, when asked to explain why he wasn't endorsing President Biden yet, there's that question. Co-host Alyssa Farah Griffin asked killer Mike, a longtime progressive activist, about why he was hesitant to endorse Biden. To which he replied, you know what, people, you need to focus on local communities. I so agree with him. The majority of your effort needs to be locally to make sure the right school board members show up, the right water board, city council, that kind of thing. It all happens locally. It's the closest you get to elected officials are locally. You know, I mean, amazing. And again, why do you keep telling them who to vote for, who they have to endorse? He says, we get caught up in the soap opera of federal elections, and that's fine. But if you're concerned with the federal election and you don't know who your city council person is, that's ridiculous. He's right. You don't know who your mayor is. You don't have a list of state representatives or even who your governor is. Then you're just part of the whoever wins with the Super Bowl, the fanfare. It's not a big deal. Now, he supported Bernie Sanders in 16, also worked with Georgia's Democrat Senator John Ossoff. But he said, you got to pay attention. Right? He said the most important election for him is going to be Atlanta's mayor race. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens, who he said was doing a good job with housing in this city. Killer Mike is an Atlanta native. He offered some praise for Kemp, that he was has been doing a good job for businesses. In terms of nationally, he said, I've just got to do what my grandfather said, staying out of the white folks' business. Whoa. And watching what happens. I'm going to see what happens. If there's a candidate that pops up around September, October, that needs a push, That's, policy-wise, good for me. If it's good for our people, it's good, then I'll jump in and help out where I can. But this is nothing more than an extended soap opera. Never really thought about it that way. He's right. He said Kemp has a unique place in politics, becoming a villain among Democrats for his gubernatorial victories over party favorite Stacey Abrams, as well as his support for voting reforms that liberals maligned as suppression. It's always funny how it's suppression when you're asking to make sure that they really have the ability to vote. Or the right to vote, I should say, not the ability. You know, Halston told Mike she lost him with his support at Kemp. You see how, I mean, again, you fall in line with them and you win. Right? He said, not supportive Kemp, he said, that's some misinformation. You don't have to like me, but you're not going to lie on me. He's the governor of my state. I've been involved with him. That's the other thing. I loved it. You know, when Trump came in, he helped the black community. Was it Ice Cube? Said, look, the guy, he was the only guy that called me back. He was the only guy willing to work with me on this. He said the campaign for Biden, they kept telling him they liked his idea. They would get back to him, and they never did. They never called him back. They said after the election. Trump jumped on it before the election, then after the election, he went to the wall to help him out. It's, again, like I said, it's amazing to me. He went on to say, but let me say this, if you criticize someone, don't lie. Don't say I didn't support Stacey Abrams, because I did. Don't say I don't support Democrats, because I've helped 3 Democrat mayors get elected. 2 state representatives. But if someone is in the king's seat, I'm not going to have dinner with the king on behalf of my people. I shouldn't have to do that. No, really, seriously, hosting them provided Killer Mike with a list of Biden's administration's accomplishments for the black community. Right? She told a rapper she hoped he considered those points. Now look. Some of these guys, when they get together to talk, and I know this to be fact, will talk about some of the issues like Joe Biden has. But they don't say it out in the open. They don't want the aggravation. They don't need the aggravation, but they don't want the aggravation. And sometimes, you know what? You don't get anywhere just by throwing it out there. The way he's going to win this, the way some people are going to win their arguments with these things, is to set it up and speak to it to their friends. Speak to it to people who trust them. And then you can go big with it. Joe Massina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you could finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and, you know, being part of the conversation again. You know, I say it every week, and I mean it to no end. I mean, you seriously, once you get informed, you know, not that hard, but once you get informed, you need to make sure that you've got solid information and don't hesitate to talk to other people about it. Use it to your advantage when you have the real information. Right? It helps you. It will help you move. it will help you, I don't know. Maybe you won't move the needle at all. I don't know. Right? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being just part of the conversation. Anyway, you know, it's really funny. The left right now is pounding, and I mean pounding, on Tim Scott. And they're irritated with him for the moment. Yeah, they get over the stuff. He claimed that Donald Trump better serve minorities than Joe Biden. And by doing so, he's really teed off some mainstream Democrats, which I find just totally, totally interesting. And again, I got to say to you, they're going to hang him. Yes, I know some of you going to think that's a racist comment. No, they are. I mean, literally going to hang him because he's putting down Joe Biden. What did Joe Biden do for the black community? What did Barack Obama do for the black community, for that matter? For real. That's why he endorsed Donald Trump. He said, I don't care if you don't like whether he's mad or not mad or whatever. But the problem here is the fact that, again, if you, and I don't have it now because I wasn't expecting to do this story, but when you have all the things that Donald Trump did, President Trump did for the black community, right, the entrepreneurial centers that he put up, making it easier for black companies or black entrepreneurs, black startup businesses, of which Joe Biden shut them all down, why was that okay? How did that help the black community? In all seriousness. Anyway. All right. Joe Messina, your host. Jennifer Branlar joins me. Jen, I didn't think you were there because I couldn't see the picture. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, cool. All right, that works for me. Anyway, God, don't you love? I love technology when it actually works.
Yes.
So anyhow, so Jennifer Branlar is the deputy managing editor of RedState.com, and always appreciate her on with me. She's on every Monday. We're going through some of the hot stories of the day, the things that are happening. And hey, Jen, I gotta say to you, I've been listening. You heard about the report that came out that Joe Biden. You know, the jury would see him as a nice old guy who's having some memory. Wasn't that sweet to be in a report like that? Was so nice. I thought he was talking about my grandfather. I didn't know. So, and then all week long, the White House is out there going, "Nay, nay, that's not true. He's as sharp as a tack. He knows what he's doing, right? Yeah, I mean, he's talking to." So. Have they just backed themselves into a corner for someone? I think Hugh, or whatever his name is, should take it back and go, oh, wait a minute. Maybe they're right. I was wrong. He's got full faculties. Let's take this to the jury.
Yeah, I mean, to me it's stupid. Like they gave you your get-out-of-jail-free card, but it's more damaging, I guess, to the people who want to continue to make money off of Joe Biden. to say that he has his full faculties with him.
God, I thought that was great. I was sitting there. They are so self-unaware, are they not?
Yeah, and they're cruel. I mean, they should not be treating an old man like that. I mean, I don't think that he has been a good person. All of the evidence over the last however many decades, he claims it's 40 years, but it's more like 50. All the evidence is that he is not a good person in general. So I'm not trying to say this poor old man, but at the same time, he is an old man. And they shouldn't be exploiting him like that. And I don't even want to know the drug cocktail it takes to get him going in the morning or afternoon or evening.
Yeah. Well, you don't have anything to worry about because I don't know if you caught the interview with Kamala Harris the Wall Street Journal, right? I mean, she is ready. She is ready to serve. She's there. She's willing to step up. So you really got nothing to worry about. You know what I'm saying?
She's just going to give us word salad worse than Joe Biden and then eventually laughing at the, you know? Well, you know? Like she does. Oh, gosh.
Oh, I just...
It was worse on the world stage, him or her.
Oh, both of them. It's like a mini circus, isn't it? Between the two of them. And then early on, she was... You could tell she's trying to grab him by the arm, send him in a direction, and looking horrified sometimes. She's a lousy poker player when she was behind him on stage when he was talking to people. I'm thinking, oh, my God. They didn't,
yeah, how did
they
she
didn't
get
want
out of that job?
They wanted a handler, right?
Yeah, and how did she get it? That's true. For a while, all the time you saw her, it was leading Joe up to something or propping him up. But she hasn't really been doing that for a while, so I wonder how she got out of that duty. Maybe she was so bad at that, too, that they just said, just shuffle her off somewhere else.
I was just going to say that. I was just going to say, you know, do we really want her walking up to the mic quick? Send her somewhere, anywhere, you know, get her out of this. But just, again.
Yeah, can you imagine her trying to save him from a gaffe, and then she stands up and says something even more stupid?
Oh, my. God bless. Now, they are very scary people, and they... Either they're either so evil that they're honed in, focused in on, and they know what they're doing, or they're so dull, and maybe a mixture of both, I don't know. They really believe that everything they do is sanctioned by God to move forward, you know?
Including that terrible Super Bowl little video that Joe tweeted out yesterday.
Oh, God.
What the heck was that?
Maybe he cut it himself. I don't know.
I mean, nothing says I'm a man of the people like having your snacks on like a black tablecloth draped little card table next to you and being in your own personal theater.
Oh, God.
Like,
I got nothing. We're going to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. Jennifer Van Lon will join me after the break.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News Update. Former President Trump is participating in a closed hearing Monday regarding his classified documents case in Florida. Trump and his legal team were scheduled to convene with a federal judge for an extensive discussion expected to last several hours. Trump facing allegations of taking hundreds of classified documents with him when he left the White House. President Biden making light of concerns about his memory. Speaking at a conference in Washington Monday, Biden quipped,
"What I didn't realize, and I've been around, I know I don't look like it, but I've been around a while. I do remember that."
His remark follows a report that characterized Biden as a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. A series of significant storms is pounding the southern U.S. with tornado watches and warnings spread across southern Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, and into Tennessee and the Carolinas. Further north, wintry conditions will be hitting. John Schaefer, USA News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
When Marimba River starts to play. Okay, a little happy music before we get rolling. Get your toes tapping or whatever. Joe Mesiti, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Jennifer Van Laar joins me. She is the deputy managing editor for redstate.com. Jennifer, always fun to have you on with me and the stories that you have. And tell people, you know, they've got to go to organizations like yours. You got to go to organizations or publications you can trust. Otherwise, you're just spewing the same crazy garbage that the other side does, right?
Right. Or even some, sadly, on our side end up with spewing some not-so-factual things. So, you know, we don't always get it 1,000% right, but we come close.
No, but you've built a reputation. I mean, it's really funny because you can always tell the people that are trying to get the story out first as opposed to the ones that are trying to get the story right and out first, you know, and they've always got to come back and fix something. That's why when it comes to the shootings and stuff that happened while the show's on or even that earlier that day, I go, you know what, there was a shooting, our hearts and prayers go out to those people, but I'm really not going to comment on it in detail until we get some detail because it changes so quickly, you know.
That's so true. It's so true. And, yeah, we try to, especially in those cases, to I have to tell my writers, all right, let's make sure that we're triple-checking everything, that we're not just going with what people are saying.
No, you know what? In this business especially, unless you really have die-hard fans that don't care, but you can lose credibility pretty quick. As soon as you get bit five or six times, probably not even that many, really, but, you know, with stories that aren't real or true or don't have their facts right, it's kind of hard to go back and still use that person as a resource, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's credibility is the thing that once you lose it, it's so hard to get it back, so.
Yeah. Well, once you've been lied to, again, hard to believe what someone's going to say to you. So before I get to your Super Bowl ad, I want to get to the Super Bowl ad that was about the peanut allergy. Did you hear about that one? Uber Eats.
I missed that one.
So apparently Uber Eats put an ad out, and, you know, they were whatever the thing was all about. It said the ad was from this agency called Special Group Agency, and it shows regular people just making, you know, stupid mistakes that we all make on a daily basis. One man was eating a spoonful of peanut butter. Now, you'll appreciate this. From a jar. He broke out in hives. His left eye was swollen. He looks at the bottle and says, "There's peanuts in peanut butter?" Right? And I was thinking, how many people do you know that are, forgive me, that are dead dull? Don't really understand.
I mean, Joe Biden aside, I can't think of anyone else.
Right? But what bothered me about this was they got so mad about this food allergy research and education group. And they wrote in and they made, and Uber Eats, you know, they caved. They changed the ad because this group said they were making fun of an allergy. I make fun of all kinds of allergies, even the ones that I have.
Oh, my gosh.
Get a second job.
Yeah.
If you already have a job and you have time for this, you need a second job because apparently you're not busy enough not to be get crazy. Now,
well, they need to. There's the movie Hitch. I don't know if you remember it from probably 15 years ago. Yeah, and Will Smith's character has a shellfish allergy, I guess it is. He's on a date with this girl, and they go to a cooking class.
That's right.
And then, like, and he ends up, he's so swollen, and they have to go buy all this Benadryl and everything. And, yeah, so now they have to take that out of the movie.
No, that was, and those scenes, those kind of things are hilarious. And now these people, they can't handle it. It's too hard for them. But you put up a piece about the Super Bowl getting the ad that misrepresents Jesus in the ad. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so did you catch that one? It was from He Gets Us. It's a group that has had some ads in previous Super Bowls about Christianity.
No.
So what it was, and I think they had good intentions with it, but it just came across just terrible. So it shows a bunch of, and I thought they look like AI pictures or AI videos.
Yeah.
Of different scenes, like an immigrant in someone's front yard, and like the person is washing that immigrant's feet, or like a woman in front of a pregnancy center, and someone is washing their feet. Or, you know, interracial things. But it was what it was basically always the oppressed person getting their feet washed by the air quote oppressor. And I'm not saying that there's oppressors, but in the left language, you know?
Yes.
And then, so it has that NXS song, Never Tear Us Apart, is the background music. And then they talk about Jesus didn't preach hate. You know, he preached love. You know, he gets us. And it's like, what the, like, wait, my first comment was, way to take servant leadership, that principle that Jesus taught, or by his example, and pretzel twist it into something that's not even recognizable. And so Jennifer O'Connell at Red State, one of our writers and a good friend, she had just finished the Bible study of some portions of the Bible directly relating to that. But I liked her point was that, you know, Jesus wasn't just, oh, he had some good stories and good parables and some good words that we should live by, you know, yay, Jesus. That's not what Jesus is. If you're a Christian, Jesus used those words and those stories and as a way to bring about his divine mission. It's not just a bumper sticker kind of thing. It's actually about salvation. And her point was that this ad cheapened something so sacred and divine into like a, you know, win friends and influence people kind of thing.
They're always trying to cheapen Jesus. The left always talks about the love of Jesus and the tolerance of Jesus, but he called out people on a regular basis. He called it the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
Right.
You know, people think he ripped up the money changer area because he didn't believe in them making money. That wasn't it. If you do a little research like you do, they were selling blemished animals as sacrifices. And,
right,
you know, so
and it goes to the divinity and to, like, the sacredness of that temple.
Yeah, yeah. So they take these things, and they, to your point, they have to do a twister on them, like, you know, turn them into pretzels to be able to have them somehow kind of make sense to them that they can put out there. I can't even explain it to you. It's so hard to explain it in the way they try to put it out there. But
well,
it makes them feel good.
That Jesus, yeah, they think somehow that people are only going to accept Jesus if they can water down everything to make it acceptable to some modern paradigm.
Right.
Instead of just, you know, obviously you don't want to, you do need to reach people where they are, but you can do that without cheapening the message.
No, I agree with you. But don't keep trying to make the message like, look, I always tell people, if you really study, if you're really studying and understanding and honestly asking questions, not to find something that lines up with what you want to believe, but you're actually looking for the truth, you'll find that, yes, he loved those sinners, but he told them to stop. He worked with them. He told them where to look.
Right.
He told them how to get better, you know?
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
He hung out with
and
the biggest sinner of the day, the tax collector, for God's sake.
Exactly. Like my friend Kira Davis says, I want to see this ad, but with all the roles reversed. Does that change Jesus for the He Gets Us folks? Feels like I already know the answer. And then Jennifer O'Connell, again, in the article says, you know, if the roles were reversed, these images, would their organization still feel the same? Why did they not juxtapose some of the images? How about a trans man washing the feet of a biological woman like Riley Gaines?
Ooh, that's a good point. I like that. You do realize
yeah.
that their hands would catch on fire even though they were in water, right? It wouldn't work for them.
Right. I mean, can you imagine the outrage among the left if they had done that in the ad? they would have just completely lost it.
They are so, you know, bent. They like to bring up Jesus. They like to use portions of Scripture that make it sound good, that make them happy. You know what I mean? But they
yeah.
really don't care about what he had to say. They really don't care. When, you know, look at the adulteress, and he looked at her and he said, stop, go sit no more. I'm not, you know. I mean,
right.
He didn't tell
her,
go have a ball, you're cleansed, you're clean, start all over again, come back in a week and we'll do this again. You know?
Right.
Just, God
yeah.
bless.
And if it's, and like Jennifer said, if it's truly about removing divisiveness, then make it matter for all of the parties involved because it's not just one side spewing hate.
I agree. Yep. All right, we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about a more serious issue that, you know, you see happening actually more and more these days with young people, suicide. We'll talk a little bit about that when we return. Joe Mesidi, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay, join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I've been doing this long enough. You think I know what buttons to hit? You know what I'm saying? Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of this. I need you to be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get informed. I say it all the time. Some of you are tired of hearing me say it. I'm going to sound like my mother. Then do what I tell you to do, and I won't have to say it anymore. It's really that simple. It's not that crazy. Always appreciate your time with me. And, like, get involved, get engaged. Head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You've got smarter people than I in the chat room. A lot of great stories there. You can sign up for the newsletter. You can sign up for the email blasts. But let me get back to my guest. Jennifer Van Laar joins me. She does pretty much every week, Deputy Managing Editor for RedState.com. RedState.com. It's one of the publications that you can trust when you go over there to check it out. You know, you really have to be careful, because we were talking about this before the break, that you have some of these reporters, commentators, journalists, they're looking to get that scoop. They're looking to get that first story, and they don't do the homework that they need to do. I've been bit plenty of times by that from people I trust sending me stories that come to find out later on they're not true. And it costs. It's a problem. But I haven't had that. Well, I haven't had that problem with Jennifer's stories anyhow. Jennifer, thanks for joining me.
Always a pleasure.
So I'm gonna got some information during the break, and I'm gonna take a left turn, kinda sorta. I'm thinking maybe you and I get the same page here. And Rona's out. What do you think about McCarthy being in?
Is this a trick question?
Why are you laughing?
Yeah, we want. I mean, he's like the Republican or the California Republican Party version of Gavin Newsom. Like, if you want the destruction to be taken national, then you make Kevin McCarthy the chair of the RNC.
Oh, he could make Rona look like she was selling Girl Scout cookies at this point, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So what's going on at the RNC? I mean, I don't trust them. I don't trust them, period. I can't even make a comment on that.
Well,
I don't trust them.
I mean, a lot of them are going to get their world rocked because Trump has come out with his endorsements of what he wants to happen. Yeah, so if you remember, last week we were talking about, gosh, I don't think that Rana had even announced yet that she was going to...
You were 2 days ahead of that. You were 2 days ahead of saying with your story and saying she needs to go.
Yes. And then, so last Monday when we spoke, we knew that she had just met with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And then the next day it was announced like through a leak at the New York Times that she was going to resign after South Carolina. Then the day after that, she comes out saying, oh, well, that was just a little premature. Everything's still fine. And we're going to talk about the future of the RNC after South Carolina. It's like, no. Well, apparently Trump is making it known that she really is going to go. And so he sent out a statement about 8:30 Eastern time tonight saying that that the RNC must be a good partner in the presidential election. It must do the work we expect from the National Party and do it flawlessly. That means helping to ensure fair and transparent elections, getting out the vote everywhere, even in parts of the country where it won't be easy, and working with my campaign as the Republican presumptive nominee to win this election. And then he says, for these reasons, I think my friend Michael Whatley, who's the North Carolina GOP chair, should be the RNC's next leader. And then he says, my very talented daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, has agreed to run as the RNC co-chair. And then he's also asked Chris LeCivita, who's his campaign manager right now, to basically be the chief operating officer of the committee and manage the RNC's day-to-day operations so it will become a fighting machine.
Wow.
So, and he says for the people who think that it had nothing to do with my reporting, you know, this is my kiss my butt moment because it said, like, if you can't tell from the whole rest of the statement, which has everything to do with my reporting because it talks about getting out the vote and everything. Oh my gosh. I'm literally reading this myself as I'm reading it to you. So this is brand new to me. Every penny will be used properly, period. New day, period. That's how he ends it. So for anyone out there who's been saying, yeah, but your reporting had nothing to do with it, kiss my butt.
Oh God. You know what? I love these people. They can't admit to anything. And then I'll tell you something else, too. I'm so glad that he's taking control from a stand. No, no. I just don't want you to replace the top. I want you to replace A, B, and C. Because they need a solid foundation around them to make it happen.
Right. And, I mean, I have been saying that even though Ronna's chief of staff is going... as well, there's this other guy there, Rich Walters, who gets paid over $300,000 a year to be a senior advisor to Rana, whatever that means. That dude needs to be out. That dude also gets kickbacks from WinRed on every donation on top of his salary from the RNC. And he's the one that basically puts together all of these contracts that are basically like grift, you know, for their cronies. So that guy needs to be gone. And I know that Trump, as a businessman, is not going to put up with BS.
No.
You know, he wants a nimble fighting machine. And a good friend of mine has actually spent time with Trump, like, twice over the last 2 weeks in Vegas and in at Mar-a-Lago and confirmed that Trump had himself read my reports and was fuming about the expenditures. And especially that Ronna kept making them after he helped her get reelected. I think that was probably the part, like, just, you know, having studied Trump for a while, that really irritated him the most. It's like, wait a minute, woman, I helped you get reelected, and like, this is basically spitting in my face.
Do you think she charged a limo that picked her up from Mar-a-Lago and took her there?
I found a few, $250 charges for transportation services in West Palm. So I'm assuming that those are the times that she had a limo take her to Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, my God. Well, look, on a serious note, I mean, McCarthy was trying to rule California when he was Speaker of the House as well. I believe, my personal opinion here, you don't have to hold this as gospel. You know, the person that's running the California Republican Party here, she was a puppet to a degree to McCarthy. I saw some of the money that was going in and out and where it was going to, and I'm saying, okay, he is controlling, he's directing this. You've got the LA GOP. What is it? The LA GOP is it the largest or the second largest GOP in the nation? And they've got no money, absolutely none.
Right, absolutely none.
And
they got even less than the state of Michigan.
Yeah,
GOP.
they're in
which
debt.
We all know is basically bankrupt. Yeah.
Yep. And there's no real aggressive plan. I would love Trump to get involved in this, but there's no real aggressive plan to start getting money in. Put a real business plan together on how they're going to help candidates, how they're going to take back L.A. That's a big job. I don't believe for a minute, when you look at what's going on with Gascon here in Los Angeles and some of the people that are, you know, running against him, and or we should have been putting a plan together years ago. Not all of a sudden oh my God. But we don't. We always show up at the last minute. We always show up with our hair on fire, don't we?
Yeah, with just whatever, and then they try to pull some kind of entertainment person or big name person to run for something. Like, oh, we haven't done anything to build candidates for two decades. Let's just pull this, you know, retired baseball guy or some actor and run that.
Hey, didn't Schwarzenegger work out well for us? I mean, what's wrong?
I guess he was better than Gray Davis.
So a friend of mine told me that he knew most of the Democrat names, but that when he would walk into the Republican caucus, they would put name tags on so he would know who they were.
Jeez.
Right? I'm like, oh, God, they're perfect. So, yeah, that worked out well for us having an actor. And Steve Garvey, you know, bless his heart, I'm sure he stepped up because somebody probably asked him to, because you could see in the debate, you can see in some, when people are talking with him, he really doesn't understand, A, how politics works, B, how government works. And I'd love him to be able to win. I don't see how.
No, I mean, he tanked so bad in that first debate. That's why Adam Schiff is spending, you know, $1 million on an IE for ads to say he's too conservative for California.
Yeah.
Trying to get all the Republicans to vote for Garvey, because then that's who he wants to run against in November. He doesn't want to run against Katie Porter.
No. No, but, it, you know, again, like I said, the biggest problem I have with us, with the Republican group, is that they don't get out in front of things. They really are not strategic. Everything is reactionary. That's why some of the more local groups, Republican groups, won't give money to the state or the county. They go directly to the candidates so that they do what they can to help the candidate out directly, which makes much more sense.
So. It really does. But hopefully the RNC will get its act together and we can trust them again.
Yeah, well, you are a big optimist. I am not.
That is okay. One of my fatal flaws.
Every time I see these people make a decision to do some certain things, I go, oh, my God, you already did that three times, and it bit you in the butt. You're going to do it again for real? You know?
Yep.
I remember the glory days of the LA GOP when they had $500,000 in the bank. Anyway, I'm sorry, Jennifer. Where were you? Red State? But tell people how to get in touch with you.
RedState.com and RedState.com and on Twitter at Jen Van Laar.
All right. Hey, have a great rest of the day, and we'll catch up with you again next week. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You got me for the next hour. Good luck to you. We'll be back.
The Four Score.